From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The big sports story this week has been the unknown destination of basketball star LeBron James, now a free agent, but for actual competition, overseas is where it's at this weekend at the World Cup. Our regular sports commentator, Stefan Fatsis, is back from South Africa, where he watched the first 2 weeks of soccer's championship tournament. And Stefan, after the action today, I bet you wish you're back there.
Oh, man, do I ever. Both games, and that the second game this afternoon, Uruguay-Ghana, one of the most exciting finishes in a World Cup ever, really, and one of the most disappointing exits for a team in the World Cup ever.
Stefan, just can you walk us through what happened at the end of the game? It looked like Ghana might have scored a goal, but then...
Well, they would have scored a goal, except that a Uruguayan player stuck his hands up and punched the ball out before it went into the net. That is an automatic red card and a penalty kick. This was on the very last play of the game. Uruguay and Ghana had played a 1-1 tie through 90 minutes. They played 30 minutes of extra time. And on the very end of extra time, that sequence occurred. Ghana got a penalty kick. Asamoah Gyan of Ghana kicked the ball and it hit the crossbar and bounded over. That led to penalty kicks to decide a winner. Each side would get at least five kicks. Whoever makes more wins, if they're still tied, they keep kicking. And what happened was Gyan, to his credit, stepped up there, first penalty kick, made it. Uruguay also made its first kick, its second kick, and its third kick. And then finally, the Uruguayan goalkeeper was brilliant. He stopped two in a row, Fernando Muslera, and Uruguay ended up winning the game and advancing to the semifinals.
So Ghana's out. But earlier in the day, there was another quite exciting game.
Brazil against the Netherlands, five-time World Cup champion Brazil against the Dutch, the best soccer nation never to have won this tournament. And it really lived up to the hype. Brazil scored early. Its defense lapsed in the second half, though, and Brazil uncharacteristically lost its composure. The Dutch tied the game in the 53rd minute, and then 15 minutes later, Holland took the lead on a header by Wesley Sneijder off of a corner kick. 5 minutes after that, Brazil's Felipe Melo was ejected from the game, red card for stepping on Holland's iron Robin. This was not the happy, beautiful soccer that we normally associate with Brazil. They're out. Final score 2-1.
A lot of exciting play today, and we're looking forward to some exciting play this week, and perhaps you can tell us what's ahead.
Well, the least exciting team in the tournament is playing tomorrow, Paraguay. They're very defensive-oriented. They face Spain. Spain, the clear favorite there, very artistic. Lost their first game in this tournament, but they've looked much better since then. Marquee game tomorrow is Argentina against Germany. These two soccer powers both have looked exceptionally good so far. Argentina's got the world's best player, Lionel Messi. He's been great, but he hasn't even scored yet. As for Germany, they have been playing impressive, attacking soccer, very fluid, young team, very aggressive. They've been fun to watch. I'm pulling for the orange shirts of the Netherlands to go all the way. Only seven countries have won a World Cup. Holland got its reputation in the 1970s with what was called total football. I'd like to see them now become number eight.
And Stefan, now that you're back, I'm wondering if you still have the sounds of vuvuzelas ringing in your ears.
Well, I got a couple of vuvuzelas here at home, Michelle. If you wait 1 second, I can go grab one and play.
Time is tight. I think we're going to take a pass on that. Thanks, Stefan. Have a great
Thanks,
weekend.
Michelle. Thank
That's
you.
Sports writer Stefan Fatsis. He covers sports and the business of sports.